Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Changing Lanes, the podcast by BMW. I'm Sarah, a travel junkie, carpool karaoke diva, and a fan of driving with a top down.
And I'm Jonathan, tech geek, fun fact fan, and speed freak with cars and the internet. Now, Sarah, there are things in the world that when you look at them, they're instantly recognizable. You just know what it is and what it stands for, right? And they stand out from all the others. They're totally unique.
And that, Jonathan, is what we're talking about today, the signature style of a BMW. Today, we're diving into the topic of car design, something I love talking about. We talked with some of our BMW designers to give you an insider peek into what really goes on when designing the cars of the future.
We've all seen one of those camouflaged cars driving around the streets, and I've always wondered, what's underneath it? What does it look like? When will this now covered up model come out onto the market? So let's break it down step by step from concept to creation.
All right, let's begin with step one, which is identifying trends. So the design of each new BMW model remains a secret until the start of series production. So this is really exciting, bringing you through the exclusive design process at the BMW Design Studio. We will be focusing on the new BMW X5, which has a number of new design elements, a completely new language of forms with fewer yet more precise lines, and that large kidney grille and a more luxurious interior.
Wow. So, Sarah, I've got a quick question, and I think the listeners are thinking this as well. Who shapes the cars of the future? Like, who turns these thoughts into things?
Well, that's a great question, Jonathan. And what's special at BMW is that the car design comes about through an internal competition.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, the designers all pitch their drafts throughout several rounds of competition until at the very end, the overall winning design actually goes into series production.
That is so cool. So, like, talk about the coolest job in the world to have.
Yes, yes, but an entire design process can take several years. So, it all starts with step one, as I mentioned, identifying trends. Now, that is about understanding the future vehicle and the context in which it'll be driven. Designers have to understand far in advance what is going to be regarded as modern and cutting edge in tomorrow's world, and also how BMW's customers' needs may have changed by then.
Ah, okay. So it's not only like the future of cars, but also how society will use the car and what its needs will be.
Exactly, exactly.
Gotcha. So we had the chance, and this is so exciting, to talk to one of the BMW designers. His name is Anders Torgersen, who designed the BMW X5. So here's a clip from an interview we did with him where he's talking about inspiration.
At the end of the day, you know, we want our cars to look modern, and they should somehow speak the language of contemporary design. And therefore, it's important to not just look at cars, but also look at what goes on in architecture and in design in general.
Yeah, so designers gain their inspiration from a wide variety of sources, ranging from fashion and architecture all over the world to nature. But they can also get ideas from the BMW Advanced Team's top secret vehicle projects and concept cars.
Wow. All right, so step one is identifying trends. Now we got that. Let's move on to step two, which is hand-drawn sketches.
Wow, that actually sounds kind of old-fashioned.
I know, right? Something you wouldn't expect. Now, this is where the designer's competition begins, with hand-drawn sketches. Now, this was a surprise to me, like it was to you, Sarah, because I originally thought, you know, like the design team would start with computer-generated images and stuff like that. But no, they start very simply with a pen and paper. A simple hand-drawn sketch. That would be nothing for me. I can't draw at all.
Yeah. Me neither, Jonathan. But it's a good thing that the designers at BMW can draw. And we actually have another clip from the interview with the BMW designer Anders Torgersen, where he's talking about this hand-drawn sketch process. This is what he had to say.
I think we start with pen and paper. And the first idea you get is not a finished sort of image of what the car should be. And then, you know, by drawing step by step, you kind of sort of build the car around in your head. You know, like it's impossible to understand everything at once. So by drawing and using pen and paper, you can kind of break down the car into different views and different themes. And this is how we start.
Cool. So this is a long, drawn-out process with pen and paper, but it's not all free hand.
Oh, gosh, Jonathan, there are too many
Sorry,
puns
I couldn't
in there
help myself.
To count. My gosh. Well, anyway, the designers are given requirements for the defined character of the future vehicle, as well as the technical conditions, such as the wheelbase, trunk volume, or safety requirements. And all the available technological innovations need to be included in such a way that future users perceive them as functional, sensible, and visually fascinating at the same time. So just like we mentioned in step one about trends.
Cool. So it's a thing of being creative within a given framework, keeping the designs on brand.
Exactly. Now, moving on to step three, which are tape drawings. So when the hand-drawn sketches are completed, that's when the designers start the tape drawings. This may sound complicated, but it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, so the first time I heard about tape drawings, I thought it had to do with making a 3D model out of transparent scotch tape and, yeah.
No, Jonathan, that's way, way off. Now, tape drawings is actually quite simple. So imagine a long white piece of paper attached to the wall, okay? It's a little bit higher than sort of your average person standing up tall and longer than the side of a car, okay? And on this big white piece of paper, the BMW designers take thin black tape, which is flexible enough to outline the car's shape, and then draw the designs on the big white piece of paper.
Ah, okay. So they draw them in life size, like in a 1-to-1 ratio?
Exactly, yeah. They tape draw their design onto the big white piece of paper to scale. They add all of the technical and structural features. For the designer, this is another milestone in the process. And we can listen again to what the designer, Anders Tergesen, said about this.
So the tape drawing is very important because it's the first time you work in full size of the car. And so by working in full size, suddenly you understand the car in a different way.
All right. So you could say for the first time, the designers see their drafts in full size. And of course, they see what works and what doesn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool. All right. So from the tape drawings, which we've all understood the concept of, we move on over to step four, which is my personal favorite. It's time to go digital with digital models.
All right.
So I love all things digital and tech, so this is right up my alley. So at this stage, state-of-the-art digital technologies come to play in the design process. So from the two-dimensional sketches, the hand sketch and tape drawing designers hand over their designs to CAS designers, and CAS stands for computer-aided styling. So the computer-aided styling designers, or the CAS designers, they create a virtual 3D vehicle. Among other things, they use virtual reality, which is totally rad.
Yeah, with the help of virtual reality and digital headsets, the designers and everybody working on the shape of the car can actually experience the design better than ever before. And this is a great way to see what the car of the future will look like, but also to see the environment the car of the future will live in.
Oh, virtual reality is so cool.
I know, right? But Jonathan, it doesn't stop there. From the digital model, the BMW designers take it to the next step, which is step five, clay models. So for step five of the design process, we go back into the analog world. It may sound a bit like something that kids would be doing, but as we said, step five is in fact shaping clay models, except they're using industrial clay for this and not Play-Doh, and also a subframe made of wood and metal, and then the design is built by hand in its full size. So it's pretty much the real car, just made out of brown clay.
Talk about rolling up your sleeves and getting your hands dirty. Now, this is a great moment for the design team when they can first feel and see the car design in 3D on a one-to-one scale. Once the clay model is ready, it's then wrapped in special sheetings that look like real paintwork.
Yeah, this way you can truly assess the lines, surfaces, proportions, and so on. Perfecting the clay model takes about 1 month to complete.
Okay, so I remember playing with clay as a kid, and after about, 30 minutes, I was on to the next toy. But these designers work with this clay for about 30 days. Wow.
Yeah. Remember the challenge among the designers we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Well, by this stage, it's been narrowed down to two remaining car designs. It's down to the wire. And now the BMW Board of Management has the pleasure...
Or the difficult choice.
Yep, to select the winner and the final design for the new car. To give you a bit of perspective on this, this is about 2 years before the car even goes into production.
Whew, so that's definitely a lot of time invested in the car of the future. Now, in step six, we take it to the next level with drawing the interior car design. So not just from outside, but now we go inside. Now, at this point, yes, we've been talking about the exterior and what's going on outside of the car. But now, we're going to focus on the inside. This is also a huge part of the design phase. So let's see what happens on the inside as well.
Right, so this is now step six, drawing the interior car design. Now, a team of interior designers sketch and refine their models at the same time as the exterior designers. And you know what, Jonathan? They actually also work with clay in this process.
Wow.
Yeah, so in so-called seat boxes, they also make the entire interior come alive, from seats and details to surfaces and even materials.
Amazing. And also in this process, they use virtual reality headsets to provide support, making it possible to look around a virtual car interior with the steering wheel and the dashboard and even the air conditioning vents. It feels like you're sitting in the actual car to get a feel what it would be like to sit in the final versions years from now.
Super cool. All right, last but not least, we move on to step seven, which is fine tuning. Now, this is the perfectionist dream and what I really love about BMW design. The attention to detail in this phase is what truly makes a BMW stand out among the rest. The BMW design has a dedicated team for the detailed car design, as well as for the colors and the materials. So both on the exterior and in the interior of the vehicle, these fine-tuning experts perfect all the elements down to hundredths of a millimeter. Close coordination among car designers, engineers, and production technicians is especially important at this stage.
Whew! So from this early stage, it still takes a few years to pass before a new BMW is introduced to the public. So, Sarah, I wonder what that feeling must be like for the designers. I mean, they're investing all that time and energy and creativity into the design and, you know, then to finally see it on the streets years later, like what a feeling of accomplishment, right?
Yeah, and you know, we actually asked the designer Turgesen about that. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The first time you see your car in real, it's a very emotional experience. It's nice to see the final product, but for me it's more sort of, it's a reminder of all the challenges and all the discussions you had with engineers along the way. And therefore, it's not like you see your car, your baby on the street. It's more sort of a reminder of, you know, the project that you went through with your colleagues.
So that's it. From idea to reality, the seven steps of designing a BMW. We kick things off with the trends, moved on to the sketches and tape drawings, then went digital with the 3D models. Next came the hand-built clay models, the interior car design, and finally, the fine-tuning.
Wow, so you can see there are a lot of people involved, lots of detail work, and of course, a lot of time. And that is how you get a new BMW.
Well, listening to us talk about the design process is one thing, but getting to experience it visually for yourself is really another. So If you'd like to see with your very own eyes what the design process is like in action, just head on to our website, bmw.com, and search for car design. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Changing Lanes.
And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our podcast for future episodes.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jonathan.
Thanks so much for listening to Changing Lanes.
See you next time.